Welcome to the Gospel According to a Sitcom Writer podcast. I'm James Carey and I'm a sitcom writer for the BBC and I'm a Christian. Hence my book and this podcast. Links in the show notes to my live show, Water into Wine, and my Substack. But let's crack on with another chapter of the book. That escalated quickly. Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast. Anchorman. This memorable line from Ron Burgundy, Will Ferrell, in Anchorman has become a modern-day meme. In the film, there is a fight between rival news teams which gets very nasty and comically violent, leading Ron Burgundy to reflect afterwards, "Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast." In John 2, we see Jesus cleansing the temple, leading to a comic moment of serious escalation. It's an unlikely place for comedy. The Passover of the Jews was at hand and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple those who sold oxen, sheep and doves and the changers of money sitting. He made a whip of cords and threw all out of the temple, both the sheep and the oxen. And he poured out the changers' money and overthrew their tables. To those who sold the doves, he said, "Take these things out of here. Don't make my father's house a marketplace." These verses are severe and serious. Jesus, master of the feast and provider of gallons of celebratory aged wine, is now using a whip to drive animals out of the temple. Oxen are mooing, sheep are bleating and pigeons are flapping around all over the place. Money changers are scrabbling around trying to pick up the coins that have been tipped onto the floor. It's a chaotic, undignified scramble. Jesus is on the rampage. Okay, so where's the funny? We're coming to that. Light and shade. Truly great comedy requires light and shade. In a nationwide poll for Britain's best sitcom in 2003, the winner was Only Fools and Horses. This is a magnificent show, containing wonderfully memorable set-piece scenes like the chandelier incident, Dell falling through the bar, and the Batman and Robin rescue. But these moments only work because we really care about Dell and Rodney. They love each other and drive each other mad. It isn't just joke after joke. The best comedy is normally underpinned by the best drama. Back at the temple in John 2, there's been no shortage of drama. Jesus is challenged on his actions, as you'd expect. Verse 18 says, "The Jews therefore answered him, 'What sign do you show us, seeing that you do these things?'" What sort of a question is that? What possible thing could Jesus do to satisfy his interrogators? To them, the temple is not just sacred and holy, it is the very dwelling place of Yahweh. Jesus uses this to escalate the situation and present them with a big red nuclear button. How do you like them apples? At such a moment, you might be tempted to take a step back and cool things down. Not Jesus. He's all in. How about this for a request to show his power? "Destroy this temple and in 3 days I'll raise it up." Or, "Hey priests, lovely precious sacred temple you've got here. Such a shame if anything should happen to it. How about I pull it all down now, turn it into rubble and rebuild it? Would you like to see that?" Whoa, that's an Anchorman meme moment. That really got out of hand fast. Jesus isn't talking about the actual temple, although he kind of is. His body is the new temple, which will render the building they are standing in obsolete. The irony is, he's going to destroy the temple with his body when the temple curtain will be torn in two, and then the Romans will destroy it physically in AD 70. What could the temple priests say to Jesus? Do they feel lucky? Should they call his bluff? What they come out with is typical of the reactions of the elites throughout the rest of John's gospel. They take him literally. We see Nicodemus do this in the next chapter when he's told to be born again and he starts talking about the biological impossibility. Duh. Likewise, the priests explain to Jesus how many years it took to build the temple and the practical difficulties of rebuilding it in only 3 days. They don't get it. The kicker. Rounding off this section, though, is another little joke. John goes on to explain that many believed in his name when they saw the signs that he was doing. John 2:23 ESV. Clearly, after this encounter, Jesus does all kinds of wonderful and miraculous things off to one side, but when he is challenged to produce them at the behest of the elites who are used to being obeyed, he will not do it. Jesus is not a puppet to be controlled, or a puppy to be petted. C.S. Lewis's saviour figure in the Chronicles of Narnia is a lion. Based on John 2, that seems about right. Thanks for listening. If you're enjoying this, why not leave a review on iTunes, or even better, share this podcast with a friend that you think might enjoy it. In fact, think of that friend now. Go on. It's okay, I can wait. Got someone? Great. Why not ping them a link to the podcast and ask them what they think? Links in the show notes to Water Into Wine, my weekly Substack, my books, and the Audible version of The Sacred Art of Joking. Anyway, speak to you next time. Cheerio.